Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, and when we have great tickets to give you, like VIP to Cali Vibes, you better believe the potheads come clamoring because they want to get into a show involving some of the greatest weed musicians of all time, like Slightly Stupid, Dirty Heads, Kid Cudi,
Cypress Hill,
Ludacris. I mean, you think about weed anthems, all of the many artists that have provided some great soundtracks for weed will be there. So we sent Jake out to the streets for a round of the pot quiz to figure out if actual potheads, when ambushed leaving a weed store, can answer some very easy questions. And here's who he encountered this week.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Now, that may have been someone that was just still there from the Pride Parade. I'm not sure. He claims he
can't
was
tell
at
the difference.
He said he was at a Hollywood weed shop, but you never know anymore. And it, actually, Allie, a big surprise. Coda has a big surprise for us all.
I'm getting old. My birthday's on Saturday, so I'm getting older. There's a bittersweetness there, you know.
How old do you think Coda is upset about turning?
14.
It'd be really terrible if Jake found a junior high kid outside of a weed shop. But I'm sure there's no shortage, and this is what Coda told us.
How old are you turning?
27.
Oh, my God.
Rest in peace.
Almost dead. Oh, wait. You have a Lububu there.
She has a Lububu.
I am indeed a Lububu stan.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Look how cute it is.
I like them.
They're iconic. I know it's like $30, but like, look how badass. You can buy them outfits. You can tattoo these bitches. It's crazy.
So she's very proud owner of a Lububu. She's outside of a weed shop. And here is a little bit more about Coda before we get to the game.
How long have you had a Lububu?
My Labubu's about a month old.
Oh, really? Does it have a name?
Tealy, because it's teal.
Clever.
Oh, my God.
Very clever.
That's like the same system your kids have for naming their pets.
Fish. Every fish is pinky, yellowy, spotty, deady. They're all named on what they look like.
Oh, cool.
Isn't it cute?
I really want a purple one.
But now we're going to get into the questions. Let's say hi to Karen, who will be playing the game with us. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, good morning.
We're going to listen to this pothead who's leaving a weed shop. We don't exactly know what she bought yet, but we will ask her questions, and we're just going to go ahead and figure out how many you're able to predict correctly. Once again, the only one that really matters is the last question. This is the one we always ask, which is how many grams are in an ounce.
Which a lot of people can't get.
Most potheads cannot. They just left this weed shop buying eighths or quarters or ounces, but a lot of them never get this right. But we'll learn a little bit about her. But this is, of course, Coda.
Have you had anything to smoke today?
Just a little.
What'd you have?
My
a D, a giant D.
Banana bowl.
Oh, well, same.
Same thing. No, I stole the joke.
Who has ever heard of a banana bowl?
This is a guy, one guy after the next guy.
I think it's a club in WeHo. Right.
What's a banana bowl?
It's my bowl that looks like a banana.
Great.
Yeah, so I just, you know, loaded it up. It was from last night, you know. I'm a very light stoner, okay? Baby stoner.
And what kind of weed were you smoking?
Probably from here, from 420. It's lasted me this long.
Wow. So think about that. You still have weed back from April 20th, and now here we are in June, and you're still smoking your 420 stash. Not a everyday smoker. So here we go. The questions can officially begin in the longest buildup ever to pot quiz.
If actions speak louder than words, is speaking also an action?
Ooh, Jake went deep on this one.
Oh, my God.
This is
stuff that actually makes you think.
If actions speak louder than words, then is speaking an action?
I think she's going to know it.
I feel like she does seem like someone who's deep for some reason.
What is the answer?
Speaking is a... Speaking is... Words are fake.
Okay. There you go. Broken. Out of order.
You just broke... That's how you break a pothead. Just ask him that question. All right. So far, she knows a thing or two.
Who said a penny saved is a penny earned?
That's a quote. I think that is...
Is that how he earned his face on the penny?
No, Lincoln's on the penny, but I believe that is a Benjamin Franklin quote, I want to say. See, now we're getting stumped. Do you think that she will know? That's all that matters.
Yes.
Okay. A penny saved is a penny earned.
Yeah, it is a quote from Franklin.
Franklin. Seems like a Franklin quote. Here's what she said.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, she got confused because the whole penny thing.
Yeah, I know. That is tough. But right. I think she was pretty close.
Who said, who let the dogs out? Who?
Oh, that's easy. Baja Men. But will she know that? One of the greatest songs ever.
She sounds kind of young, so maybe not.
Yeah, okay, 27 no. R.I.P.
Let's find out.
Snoop Dogg?
Only a few questions left. It's pot quiz time. This person was approached leaving a weed shop. They haven't even been able to smoke what they got yet, but Jake approached very quickly.
If you had three goats and three frogs, how many reptiles do you have?
Oh, that is a toughly worded question.
So the answer is zero, because frogs are not reptiles.
They're amphibians.
He's trying to trick her. What do you think she'll say? Will she know this one?
She might get it wrong.
All right, let's find out.
Six.
Oh, no. Wow.
Hey, you're doing great.
She got that very wrong.
If you had three cookies and three tacos, how many meals do you have?
That's subjective, because three cookies and three tacos, I would argue, is probably three meals. But it depends how high you are.
One.
Okay.
One meal. This woman claims that's one meal.
Three cookies and three tacos? That's a great night as a stoner.
All right.
How many bagels are in a baker's dozen?
13 is the number. Will she know this, yes or no?
No.
Six.
Oh, damn.
All right. Way off on that one.
And confidently, six.
And we are getting closer and closer to the only question that matters.
What does the R in CPR stand for?
Jake really went long this time, huh?
Jeez.
Well,
I'm telling you, he wants to keep talking to Kyle.
What does the R in CPR stand for? Allie, you think she'll know this?
No.
No? Will she know this, Karen?
No.
Yeah.
Reciprocation.
Well,
I know that's wrong.
That's definitely not right.
What does the R in RHCP stand for?
Oh.
All right, so it's Red Hot Chili Peppers question. Will she know this?
No.
Peppers.
Oh, no. Wow, it's not good at all.
Oh, the R, red.
She changed her answer. All right, and finally, here we go now.
And finally, how many grams in an ounce?
All right, all of that was just a slow play to get to this. How many grams are in 1 ounce? The answer we're looking for, I believe, is 28.
Is it? I learn this and forget it every day.
It is.
28 grams in 1 ounce. You think she'll know this one? This is all that matters.
I don't think so.
Okay, let's find out. Does she get it right?
And finally, how many grams in an ounce?
28.
Is there anything else you want to say to the greater Los Angeles area?
Unbelievable.
Damn.
She got it right. That's
Stoner Savant.
Karen, all of that for nothing.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on. She did so great.
What a giant waste of all of our time.
Oh, come on. Give her something.
Karen, we've decided you're going to Cali Vibes.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
VIP tickets will be yours. You'll be in a very special, exclusive K-Rock area while you soak in all that beautiful, beautiful smoke and music.
That is awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Thank you. And what did you learn from this edition of Pot Quiz?
Don't underestimate anyone. They will know, even if they like Laboo-Boo.
That's well said. Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.